بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الصدق يهدي إلى البر. With regard to the hadith that we read, that truthfulness leads to a person towards all good, and the details of that. With regard to that, the famous incident of a masjid in India, in the time when the British were ruling, there was a dispute whether it is the land. It wasn't a masjid, it was a piece of land that belonged to the masjid, to Muslims and for the masjid. Or it was a land of the Hindus and it was for the mandir. This court case carried on for very long, until the Hindus themselves said that if a certain Maulana comes and give evidence, whatever he says we will accept. When they spoke to him to come, he said, I've made a vow that I won't see the face of an Englishman, a non-Muslim. So they said, the presiding judge said, no problem, I will turn my face the other way, he doesn't have to see, but the dispute can come to an end, come and give this evidence. When he came and they asked him, he said, to the best of my knowledge, this land belongs to the Hindus and it is for a mandir. We can understand how the Muslims were upset with him, and there were life threats on him. They were going to take his life. But the result of this was all those Hindus accepted Islam and they built a masjid there. So we can see that the truth always has got its wonderful fruit. The truth, to speak the truth, is very difficult and very bitter many times. But the fruit of it is very, very sweet. Allah give us tawfiq today for small, small things. And we don't even realize that we are lying. How many of us, if we think to ourselves, did we make tawbah for the lies that I spoke? And because we don't think we are lying. And lying is a major guna. It is a very big guna. But we don't even make tawbah. On small, small things, we have become really habitual liars, that we have now become desensitized. We don't even think that we are lying. The explanations are given. Truthfulness leads to righteousness. Means that the truthfulness guides a person to perform good deeds and sincere action. A person starts this, makes us that determination that I'm not going to lie. In everything I'm going to speak the truth, whether it is at home with the wife or whether it is with the children, whether it is with the workers or whether it is a traffic officer that stops us. Whatever it is, we are not going to lie, we won't be dishonest. Then this on its own will lead a person to other good actions, and his complete reformation will take place. He will become righteous. Falsehood leads to evil, means that lies and dishonesty lead a person to indulge in sinful speech and actions. When a person lies, and today as our condition is, we command our wives also to lie. For example, a phone comes, we don't want to take the call, we will just whisper to her and tell her just to say, I'm not yet. And we don't think of it as a lie also. And we don't think that we have committed a guna, but it is a major guna that we have committed. And we have commanded her to lie also. That is again another guna. Our children, we are actually training them to lie. Many times we tell them to say things, whether it is going to tell the ustad this, I was sick yesterday, or I couldn't come to madrasa because of this. And it's just a lie. And we don't think of it as a lie. We are training our children to be liars, and we are training our workers also. In the shop also, there are various things that we actually tell them to lie about various things. And we don't think of it. We don't think that we are guilty. And we still think we are very good Muslims. So this falsehood and this dishonesty leads a person to indulge in all sinful things. And finally, it leads a person to Jahannam. May Allah protect us all. If a person continuously speaks the truth, he will be recorded as a truthful person. because truth becomes second nature. This person is recorded by Allah Ta'ala also that he is a truthful person. Similarly, one who habitually lies is recorded as a grave liar because it becomes his second nature. The implication of this is that Allah Ta'ala reveals a person's nature to the creation by the means of his clothes, farishta, malaika, or by propagating it on the hearts and tongues of people. So what a person is, no matter what type of false front he puts up, that I'm a very pious person, very righteous person, but Allah through the malaika make it known to the people that this person is actually like this. Or Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala puts it directly in the hearts and then on the tongues of the people, that the people also say, this is a very big liar. This person just lies, don't trust him, he's a big liar, don't deal with him. In business also, don't even go anywhere near him. He's a big fraudster, he's a big liar. And this is quite commonly known about politicians. And the leading politicians, the corruption, and not only in one country, but in the countries of the world, and it is on the tongues of the people. People also know what big liars they are, and whatever deal they is to be done, big government deals, they know that this politician must have a 10% cut in there. He must have a 20% cut in there. This Allah Ta'ala puts it in the hearts of the people and on the tongues of the people. And it becomes known, and so much so that it will be in the media also. But we have become so thick-skinned and thick-skulled, but it means nothing to us. And we just carry on. Making tawbah istighfar is out of the question. And very sadly, many places we find that Muslims are involved in all this also. We are Muslims and we are involved in all this type of things. This leads to a person being honored or disgraced in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. According to other ulama, the hadith implies that a person who adopts truthfulness or lies becomes worthy of the title of being truthful or dishonest, and is rewarded or punished accordingly. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what odds he had faced, but he never ever lied until it became known on the tongues of his enemies also, those who hated him also, but they said he is al-Amin, he is as-Sadiq. And this truthfulness led to the state that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to make hijrat from Makkah Sharif. He had to leave Makkah Sharif, and the kuffar also kept their amanats by him. And to this extent, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was truthful that he left that amanats with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said that before you make your hijrat, you must return all these amanats to the people. So that is the example of our Nabi. And today we are crying in our hearts are bleeding that what is being said about and what is done about our Nabi, but at the same time, what are our actions? How do we carry on? Our own house people's rights we don't fulfill. Forget the rights of other people. So it is very important that these qualities be imbibed in us. We make an effort in that direction. Just having a front of a pious person will never ever be sufficient by Allah Ta'ala. In essence, the natural outcome of truth is goodness and the pleasure of Jannah, whereas that of dishonesty is evil and the great tortures of Jahannam. So a person must be very careful, not take it lightly that just speaking lies, and we don't recognize it as lies. We will still think I'm a very pious person. We'll make our tahajjud and our ishraq, and that we are convinced in ourselves that I'm very pious. But we are big liars also, and so much so that we don't even realize we are liars. No tawbah of it. May Allah save us. This then leads a person finally to the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all and guide us in all matters of our deen, that we correct it. We are all guilty and we all should be concerned about it and correct ourselves.